This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The autopsy of an immigrant who died in custody in Aurora last fall has been released. CPR's Matt Bloom reports it raises questions about medical care in federal detention.
It confirms that Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza had a foot injury that worsened over the course of almost 2 months and eventually caused him to develop fatal blood clots. The 39-year-old Nicaraguan man's family says it shows his death was likely preventable. Elizabeth Jordan is a lawyer who represents his family.
It seems to fit a pattern both within this facility and within the detention system across the country of the way that they miss people's emerging medical emergencies.
ICE and GEO Group, the company contracted to run the center, declined to comment on the autopsy, citing an ongoing federal investigation. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are launching a new committee to investigate high energy bills and recommend fixes. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Many households have seen their heating bills double or triple this winter. State Senate President Steve Fenberg, a Democrat, says he wants the committee to dig into reasons for the sudden spike. And on a deeper level, question whether Colorado should change how it regulates its biggest monopoly utilities, like Xcel Energy.
I think those are the questions we want to ask ourselves. Is the system that we have set up, is it the same system that we still need today?
Colorado, like other states, lets companies profit when they build new power lines, pipelines, or power plants. Fenberg says that might be a bad incentive because it rewards companies for continually building, not for delivering affordable energy. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A former member of the Colorado Symphony is suing the orchestra. CPR's Eden Lane has details.
In the second half of 2021, the symphony required all employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine and provide documentation. Larissa Fessmeyer, who joined the CSO as a violinist in 1998, says the symphony denied her request for a religious exemption. A lawsuit Fessmeyer filed says that violated her constitutional rights. In a statement, the symphony said it would not comment on the lawsuit. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.